From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project. News, information, home of the New York Giants.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, February 4th, 2008. And Allison, yesterday I thought, okay, the grocery store clearly has to be emptied out by 5:30. Everyone would be home by then, and I can go in and get my guacamole supplies.
Oh, no.
I went into the Whole Foods at Columbus Circle, and the line was like to China. It was so far. I walked in, I got a few elbows thrown in my direction, and I walked out. I was like, I can't have this.
I think it's really interesting. You did not find out the Giants won until... 3 hours ago?
Yeah, 3 hours ago.
First thing this morning.
It was so exciting. I mean, I went to bed. I tried to watch. You know, I watched like the first quarter, and then I had to go to sleep. And I hadn't opened anything. I hadn't opened a paper when I came in this morning, and it was totally news.
This is how I found out. Bill came paddling upstairs. I was in a dead sleep. He tapped me on the shoulder, and he goes, "Hey, Giants won. Eli Manning did great. Pashman will be psyched." And then he ran away. So we have more in the Super Bowl coming up. Also, a Super Tuesday tomorrow. So much politicking over the weekend. You've got more Kennedy endorsements. You got Oprah out on the road. You got Romney saying Huckabee should get out of the race. We'll talk to about it all. We'll talk about all of it with John Harris from Politico.com.
And speaking of the Super Bowl, we're going to round up the best ads from last night. Did you miss them? I did. I saw some of them. But we're going to give you a taste of some of the best and the worst from last night.
We also have a conversation with video and audio artist Shireen Nishat. She's Iranian, and she has a new installation at the Gladstone Gallery in New York. It follows the lives of three women as they search for freedom in Iran, as well as existing during the when the Shah came back into power in 1953. We'll also go to Corva Coleman for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, I wonder if you can guess what it is. The VPP's big story. Now that was a Super Bowl. The New York Giants topped the formerly unbeaten New England Patriots last night, 17-14, in one of the biggest upsets in Super Bowl history.
The Giants' victory caps an improbable run for a team that was struggling to make the playoffs just 6 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the Patriots fell one game short of what many thought was a foregone conclusion, the first 19-0 season in NFL history, and the right to be called the greatest team ever.
Now, Giants quarterback Eli Manning sometimes looks like that kid lost in aisle 5 in the supermarket. But last night, he was all man. Manning, that is. Following in his brother Peyton's footsteps, he silenced his critics by throwing 2 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter and winning the game's MVP award. Here he is after hoisting the trophy.
You know, there's so many clutch plays by this team and big wins throughout the whole season to get us to this point. And again, the same thing tonight. A lot of big plays to win the game.
Things weren't quite so jubilant for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. At least he has Giselle's shoulder to cry on, I suppose. But he had this to say.
They're very good on defense. They have some great pressure schemes. Obviously, they have great pass rushers. So once we kind of got the idea of what we were doing, I thought we handled it much better. But just didn't get the ball in the end zone enough.
It was quite a game. The teams broke the record for most lead changes in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl. The Giants trailed 7-3 for most of the game, but took a 10-7 lead early in the fourth quarter when Eli Manning threw to David Tyree for a touchdown. The Patriots responded with a score of their own, Tom Brady 2, Randy Moss, and the favorites were back on top 14-10.
At which point, you could kind of hear Pashman's heartbreak. But the Giants got the ball back with about 2.5 minutes left in the game, and Eli Manning and company went to work. They drove 83 yards down the field, and it all came down to this.
39 seconds left. Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York!
That's Joe Buck making the call on Fox last night. Manning threw that touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress in the closing seconds to put the Giants on top for good. And it was party time here in New York. People were in the streets honking horns and celebrating. And the party continues. There will be a parade in Lower Manhattan tomorrow.
Now, of course, the Super Bowl was almost overshadowed by another major sporting event yesterday.
Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl 4. These athletes are at the top of their game. And the Puppy Bowl is a game of their lives.
Their five-month-old lives. 3 hours of frolicking, romping, and general cuteness. I say we're all winners for that.
Indeed. And that is the BPP Big Story. Now, here's Corva Coleman with more news.